You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This week is officially Money Smart Week South Africa, and the theme for this year is Money Smart, the power of possible. We're going to be taking a look at this important summit that's taking place this week and getting a sense of some of the priorities of this gathering. I'm joined on the line by the head of regulation and oversight at the Ombud Council, Avitha Norfolk, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Avitha, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is Money Summit Week South Africa, and why does it matter to South Africans?
Jimmy, Money Smart Week South Africa is actually an initiative that is a flagship initiative of the National Consumer Financial Education Committee, which is really then spearheaded by the National Treasury. It has secretariat support by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. And what it actually ultimately means is that, apart from the fact that Money Smart Week South Africa is held on an annual basis, the idea is to bring together organizations and individuals who do consumer awareness, financial education, and use a platform that is collaborative in nature to let the consumer on the ground understand that from a rights, responsibilities, and recourse perspective, they are not alone. There is a collaborative effort by these organizations and these institutions to guide them along the way so that they can make informed financial decisions that will impact their lives in the years coming. And, you know, from a generational perspective as well, to see to it that their children are able to have financial acumen to be able to then make informed decisions as well.
Avitha, can we take a look at the importance of having financial education in the South African landscape at the moment? I mean, National Treasury, through the National Consumer Financial Education Committee, has been on a concerted drive, and this is part of that drive to ensure that proper financial education is out there. Other partners like the FSCA and the Ombud Council as well have done their part in commitments towards these sorts of things. The importance of ensuring that we have these financial education and financial awareness conversations in the South Africa we live in today.
Good question, Jimmy. So, you know, really becoming money smart actually starts with understanding our own financial position. Know what comes into our household, know what goes out, know what we owe, what are we saving towards, what are our financial commitments, because once we have that picture in mind, we can then start making decisions that impact our future lives and our current lives. But, you know, it's also about developing a habit of pausing before we make financial decisions. For example, before one takes out credit or buys a financial product or makes an investment decision, you have to ask yourself, do I understand what I'm agreeing to? Do I know what it will cost me? Do I know what the risk are? Do I know if it's appropriate for me in my current circumstances? Now, this is where Money Smart Week comes into play. Like I've mentioned, it's a collaborative platform. It allows for consumers to access information, to have educational opportunities from these organizations, which are made up of both public as well as private and community sectors. And it's really telling us, know your rights, know your responsibilities as a financial consumer. And then you touched on the Ombud Council now. Just know that when things go wrong with your financial institution, there's a financial ombud system that would be able to offer free, transparent, independent dispute resolution in the form of the phase ombud, the pension funds adjudicator, the National Financial Ombud Scheme. And then there's a very niche ombud called the Johannesburg Stock Exchange Ombud that would be able to assist consumers. But that's not all. You know, at this stage, we're living in a world where the cost of living is under pressure. We know that. We also know that consumers are generally having less room for financial mistakes. But the truth is, these financial mistakes do come about. So Money Smart Week South Africa is really telling us, using this collaborative platform of these organizations and individuals, know the right questions to ask, not just about how I should manage my finances and how I should then be able to take out credit or make an investment decision. Ask questions. The first piece of advice I would always suggest is start with an understanding, start with asking questions, not just about, you know, the fact that I'm going to be getting credit, or I'm purchasing a new TV on credit, or I've got an investment decision that has now going to take me into my future, knowing that I've got a little lottery ticket because I've made the right decision. We don't know that. And this is why Money Smart Week South Africa becomes so essential.
Avitha, before I let you go, I want to get a sense of what it is that we're looking to have attendees benefit from in terms of this particular initiative and this particular week. We know that there are goals that are set from the various organizers' perspectives, but if we are to look at it from the perspective of those that are looking to benefit from Money Smart Week as South Africans, what would you want for them to be able to benefit and take away from this event?
Another very, very good question, Jimmy, and thank you for that. I think don't assume that simply because you have a problem with a financial product or a financial service that you cannot do anything about it, because we see ourselves as a lowly consumer or financial customer against a conglomerate like a financial institution, so the David Goliath situation. Know that if you feel that you've been treated unfairly, raise a complaint with the financial institution. If that financial institution has not resolved a complaint that you have, or you remain aggrieved, take it through to a financial ombuds scheme. With the Money Smart Week South Africa organizations that are participating, individuals that are participating, the messaging is clear. We want to ensure that South Africa's citizenry is well equipped to make financial decisions. You know, it's not simple and easy to say that I've now got the credit that I wanted, or I borrowed something without considering the total repayment obligation. I need to be a fae as a financial consumer or financial customer, that all the organizations that have come together to participate in Money Smart Week have your best interest at heart. If you as a financial customer are trusting the financial institutions, if you are confident in that, you will go back to your financial institutions. What does that mean? It means that you've got a well-greased economy, which is what you want. The financial institution wants you back as a financial customer. So at the risk of repeating, question, question, question. Don't accept everything as black and white. Obviously, that doesn't mean you mustn't read your terms and conditions and understand the obligations that are placed on you, but you also have reciprocal rights. Ensure that you know your rights.
Consumer education only works if we are able to share the right information with the right parties in that respect, and that is exactly why events like the Money Smart Week South Africa take place in South Africa, so that we can ensure that we keep our consumers abreast of everything that is happening. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Head of Regulation and Oversight at the Ombud Council, Avitha Norfolk, joining us to take a look at Money Smart Week 2026 and what matters so much about it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.